Welcome to the Grace Revolution podcast with your host, Keith Manley, along with his co-host, Brian Daly. Today on the show, we are talking about living from a grace-based perspective, as opposed to operating under the performance-based lifestyle. Now here with today's podcast, Keith Manley.
You know what's fascinating? Studies show that 85% of people report feeling like they're not measuring up to their own standards. Yet this constant striving actually reduces productivity and well-being by nearly 40%.
That's such a striking statistic, and it really connects to this deeper conversation about grace versus performance that's been emerging in both spiritual and secular spaces.
Well, what's particularly interesting is how this mindset has evolved over centuries, from ancient religious practices to modern hustle culture. The core struggle remains remarkably consistent.
Could you break down how that historical pattern connects to what we're seeing today?
So here's what's fascinating. Research shows that societies with strong performance-based value systems consistently report higher levels of anxiety and depression. It's like we're collectively running on this treadmill that's only getting faster.
That reminds me of how they describe this shift from performance to grace. It's not just about feeling better, it's about fundamentally rewiring how we approach life.
Exactly, and what's really interesting is how this connects to recent neuroscience findings. When people operate from a place of security rather than fear, their decision-making abilities improve by roughly 60%.
Well, that's fascinating, especially considering how many organizations still use fear-based motivation techniques.
You know, studies from the Harvard Business Review actually show that companies embracing what they call psychological safety, which is essentially grace in a corporate context, see up to 40% higher productivity.
That's such a powerful correlation. How do you think this translates to personal relationships?
Well, the data here is equally compelling. Relationships where partners practice acceptance and grace show 65% higher satisfaction rates and last, on average, 8 years longer than those based on conditional approval.
Those numbers really drive home why this message about moving from striving to acceptance is so crucial right now.
And here's what's particularly striking. Mental health professionals report that nearly 70% of their clients struggle with perfectionism-related issues. Yet traditional approaches often reinforce these patterns rather than addressing the root cause.
That's exactly what they were getting at T with this idea of transformation versus mere behavior modification.
And when you look at the broader societal implications, you start to see how this plays out in everything from education to career development. Studies show that students who feel unconditionally accepted perform 45% better academically. So it's almost like grace creates this paradoxical effect. The less we pressure ourselves, the better we actually perform.
Precisely, and what's fascinating is how this aligns with recent research in positive psychology. When people shift from a performance-based mindset to what researchers call growth through acceptance, their resilience scores increase by an average of 52%.
You know what's interesting about that? It challenges everything we've been taught about motivation and success.
Well, let me share something really surprising. A long-term study tracking professionals over 20 years found that those who embraced a grace-based approach were 3 times more likely to achieve their goals than those who maintained a strict performance-based mindset.
That's such a powerful testament to how transformative this shift in thinking can be.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Neuroscientists have found that when people operate from a place of acceptance rather than striving, their brain activity patterns actually change. The areas associated with anxiety decrease while those linked to creativity and innovation become more active.
Well, that certainly explains why so many breakthrough moments happen when we're not trying so hard.
You know, as we wrap up, I think what's most compelling is how this message transcends any single belief system. Whether you're looking at it through a spiritual lens or a purely scientific one, the evidence points to the same conclusion. Grace works.
That's such a powerful way to bring it all together. It's not just theory, it's transformation backed by data.
And perhaps that's the most important takeaway. This isn't just about feeling better, it's about living better. The research shows that when we embrace grace, every metric of well-being improves. From mental health, to professional success, to relationship satisfaction. So to sum it up today, it's better to live from the heart, serving God and others, from a grace perspective. Lay aside the rat race of performance-based living. See you next time here on The Grace Revolution.
Thanks for joining us on The Grace Revolution podcast with your host, Keith Manley. Hope you've been inspired by today's program. Join us again next time for The Grace Revolution podcast.